And now, ladies and gentlemen, Pat Pagano. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. Isn't it nice to have a clear sky?
Clear sky, temperature about 42 when I left the house this morning.
Right. And should be a nice day today. Very nice. You'll like it. 70 and sunny. Mid-40s, clear tonight. Mid-70s and sunny on Thursday. Then a cold front now over the Dakotas will come our way Friday. It'll be cloudy. Periods of rain will develop in the afternoon. Heavy rain Friday night. Saturday, showers in the morning. Partly cloudy and breezy in the afternoon. Mid-50s. And your Sunday should be sunny with a high around 60. So the next event is Friday into Saturday morning. And it will bring us substantial rain, at least an inch.
We should be gaining on the drought conditions, right? We should be gaining on that now.
When you say oh, you mean as far as
making up for the deficit,
the difference in precip? Yeah, but we're still like, you know, some 3-4 inches behind for the year.
You know, we got to start formulating our picks for snow. You know, the first day of snow, we got to start formulating that information.
You're not running a contest.
Well, we always just throw ourselves at one another. So yes, we'll run a contest between ourselves, but we won't do it until, let's just say the last week of October.
That's a good time to do it. That's definitely a good time to do it. Yeah, it looks like it could get pretty nippy by the end of the month.
Well, that's what your long-range forecast calls for.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't call for snow, but you can see that there's a definite change. The last portion of October, there's a definite change in the air.
You know, I dread it. Just like you do. I used to love winter, folks. It was my favorite time of the year. Loved the forecasting of winter storms and things like that. But as I get older, I respect Mother Nature and... you know what? It's just too much of a hassle.
Well, just remember, Pat, back in the good old days, yeah, where you had to drive to the office. You had your offices that you had to get in the wintertime, and you'd get snowed in there, and you'd have to get there, and then you'd have to get shoveled out. You know, and I look at myself. I still have to come into work. But still, it's a lot easier with the vehicles we have now to get around and move around. So, you know, you're sitting pretty in the wintertime as compared to what it used to be for you.
Well, thank you. thank you for letting me know that. I still, no matter what, the fact of getting up at 2:45 in the morning and either looking out the window and seeing it fall or knowing that it will be falling, I just get depressed. But that's because, you know, I think so many of us were cheated out of the summer. And I think that's why, you know, you think about winter, you think, well, you know what? Maybe if everybody stays indoors and only ventures out when they have to and wears their masks, this could be an easy flu season.
Well, we'll have to see. I just know that. So, see, you get depressed when you just look out because you don't have to go. I get up in the morning. First thing I say is, Alexa, what's the weather in Salisbury, Connecticut? And Alexa tells me what the temperature is. And the next thing I do is look out the window. See, now, I don't have to look out the window and get depressed. See, I'm depressed already the minute I open my eyes because I've got to walk out into that. Mm-hmm. Get in a car, drive to work, get out of the car, walk into work.
And how many years have you done that?
Well, let's see. I will begin my 51st year. I'll actually have 50 full years in broadcasting, beginning the first of the year. I'll be beginning my 51st year, but I hit my 50 mark exactly on the first of the year. So I'll say out of that, I've been doing it 43 years, getting up in the morning. 43 years.
I'm just about the same with you. I mean, I'm close to that. In fact, I'm thinking that on my Long Island station, this past September, last month, was my 45th year.
It's amazing when you look back at it, isn't it? It really is.
It really is. And I do remember, you know, every once in a blue moon, they would play my forecast from back in the 70s. And I can't believe how fast I spoke.
They don't do that now.
No, they sure don't.
Radio's changed everywhere except right here. Right here at good old Robin Hood Radio.
Yeah. We were talking last night. My sister and I were talking last night. I was saying, you know, how you look back on the old days, so to speak, or the older days. And she said, it's funny how you look back on those days, but you never thought then that now you would look back and say, boy, these days should be cherished. And it's true. You know, we were talking a lot about how, you know, we used to sit down at mom's downstairs on a Saturday night. This is during the winter. And my brother-in-law and my sister, they would go and pick up food on a Saturday night and bring it to mom's. We would all have dinner. And then we would gather around the TV and we would watch a movie. Now, who would ever think that something like that would not be done today, right? You know, because of like the virus and stuff like that. You just never ever know what's waiting around the bend. All I could say is that I hope by this time next year, Marshall, you and I are saying, boy, do you remember last year at this time? We couldn't do this, we couldn't do that. I'm just hoping that that's going to be the case.
Well, there's one good thing about this pandemic. I don't have to make a lot of decisions about where I'm going to go or if I'm going to offend somebody by not going. Mm-hmm. By not going. I can't tell you the amount of times I have to turn down people especially like theaters and that say, hey, we've got a pair of tickets waiting for you for the show tonight, blah, blah, this, that. Come on out, be our guest. I haven't had that.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't had that, you know. It's been or else people calling up and say, hey, could you broadcast from here? Could you broadcast from here? Could you broadcast from here?
That's also right.
It's just not been there. So,
I mean, they're canceling everything. I think they canceled. What did I hear yesterday? Something else was canceled. Something in April, they canceled.
Well, our regional high school canceled their spring play simply because they may do the spring play in the spring, but they have to really start rehearsing it, you know, in late December. And so that's not going to be possible. So they had to cancel the spring play already. Yeah, but baseball and football, you know, I don't know. You don't watch football. But there's stadiums that are allowing, especially now, college football. And there's people in the stands that have their masks down around their neck. Now, I know there's room for 60,000 people and there's only 15,000 people. But still,
they're saying over and over again that droplets can be suspended and transmitted in the air way beyond 6 feet.
Yeah. So I don't, you know, I look at it and, what the heck? We got the World Series coming up. The NFL's still playing. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, no, it's been a strange week. I don't know if we'll celebrate on New Year's Eve or just be thankful that the year's over. We'll see what happens.
I think the latter is more like it.
Really, I'll be 68 in October. And I'll tell you what, this has been one of the not personally, but overall in general, just one of the worst years of my 68 years.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. I mean, from 34 mice at the cabin to at least one at my house. I mean, that's my highlight, of course. And then everything else in between.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, but at least you know one thing, Marshall. The sun will shine today.
It will. And you know what? Even if it's cloudy, it comes up the next day.
Right, but it won't be. So by all means, get out there, soak up those rays. You don't know how many more days like this we'll get.
Pat, with that being said, we'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I'll say adios.
Amigo. Okay, take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.